Welcome, everyone, to the start of Series 6 of Sweat, Snot and Tears. Can't believe we've done 5 already, but my golly, we've got a great lineup for this series, haven't we, Wendell?
We have, and we're back, and we're excited, and the first guest is going to be brilliant.
She is. So we managed, it was not easy, I will tell you, to get a spare 30 minutes with Kimberly Wyatt, star of Pussycat Dolls and now Dancing on Ice. And it's a pretty hilarious chat. I think we cover every topic of conversation in the English language, including, and here's a little tease, a little extra that she had worked into her cesarean with baby number 3. Quite an eye-opener, eh, Wend?
I'm just jealous. I've got to tell you, I'm just jealous.
Yeah, wish I'd thought of it.
But I'm really hoping that she hasn't broken any bones already by the time you guys are listening to this, because she will now be on the ice.
You know what? Even if she has, and of course I'm crossing everything that she doesn't, it's still a bloody good listen, particularly for anyone who's thinking of having a cesarean later this year. Right, I'm not going to tease it anymore. Go on, go and have a listen. Happy 2022, everyone. I'd say Happy New Year, but I think we've done all that bit, haven't we, Wend? Now, I know you're still ill. Can we have the Wendy Health update of the week, please?
Oh, does anyone really want a Wendy Health update?
Probably not, but give it to them anyway. Go on.
I've got a cough. It won't go away. I feel like poo. That's about it.
Ladies and gents, she is underplaying this very much. She had bloody pneumonia over Christmas. So a bit of a cough is a little bit misleading.
Well, put it this way, my husband still won't let me sleep in the marital bed because I'm so annoying
overnight. Oh, I didn't know you were banished. Where have you been banished to?
I'm banished to the spare room, me and my little bucket, so that if I cough myself into oblivion, I've got something to do. Yeah, there's no sickness and health in our marriage, it's just health.
I love you when you're well, and when you're not, get out of my face.
Get to the spare room. Yeah, let's hope our guest is well, because she's got a lot more on than me.
Well, yeah, I'm nervous though, because, well, as you'll find out in about 2 seconds, she is taking part in something that comes with a danger to life, I would say, not just a danger to health. Let's see how she's getting on. Welcome, Kimberly Pussycat Doll Wyatt. How are you?
I am good. Thanks for having me.
Now, the danger to life escapade that you're involved in is Dancing on Ice, isn't it?
Yes.
And we've caught you mid-training.
Yes, I'm literally in my little dressing room on site of Dancing on Ice.
So where are you, Kimberly? Where is the ice rink where all the magic happens?
So I'm currently in Bovington, which is where all the magic ice happens. And yeah, I had to do a big bit of a showcase today. So I've been training for about 9 weeks on the ice and literally couldn't even skate to start with. And today I was doing a showcase for the execs and director and everything in preparation of our first show on the 16th.
That sounds terrifying. It does. Now, was there a moment like on day 1, 2, or 3 or kind of early on where you just thought, I can't do this. I actually can't do this.
That was like every meeting that I took about doing the show. I was like, there's no way they're going to get me to do this. No, there's no way. Like the possibility of injury is so high. And then, you know, Pussycat Dolls World Tour kept getting pushed and waiting for to figure that out. Then I was doing a political thriller play and then that got pushed. And then there I was strapping on my figure skates like, okay, we're going to give this a go then.
Wow.
I have to ask before we get into our usual questions, have you had any serious tumbles yet?
So many tumbles. It's unbelievable. Like, luckily, I'm in one piece, but it's taken a lot of my downtime besides, you know, having 3 children and running a house and doing the cleaning and the cooking and all of that. It's like just taking care of my body because the tumbles hurt and they continually hurt.
So what do you do if you've had a fall? How do you care for yourself? How do you make sure like you recover really quickly? Because I guess you've just got to get straight back up and skate again, right?
Yeah. Well, my dad's words have been living through me in this experience. If any time I would fall as a kid, he'd be like, get up and walk it off. So when I fall on the ice, I get up, I try and walk it off. Takes a good while for the sting to go away. And then it's a lot of magnesium hot baths, a lot of using a roller on my body to try and get those muscles to relax. And just being really mindful, getting up early. Like I get up at 6 and go straight to my studio and have a bit of a stretch and a bit of a fitness just to get the body working again and get my mind. Like I have to spend more time talking myself into this experience than talking myself out of it because it's taking everything to make this happen.
Hats off to you. Hats off to you. I think it's incredible.
Thank you. It is exciting.
So one of the first questions we ask all of our guests, and it might be one of these might be more relevant to you than the others this morning, but any sweat, any snot, or any tears in your household today so far?
Well, earlier you were talking about your husband kicking you out of bed.
Yes, I was.
Well, my two girls, you know, having had the holidays together, we all feel like such a close-knit family. And now I've got to go back into training and get ready for this show. And so both girls were in bed. It was like I had one snoring all night. I had the other one coughing all night. So I had a chat. I was like, you guys need to stay in your own beds. And still my middle child, Maple, came into our bed and she was grinding her teeth and coughing.
Oh, that noise.
So I had to have a chat with her last night. I was like, please let mommy have a good night's rest. I need it. So finally, I had a really good sleep. Kick them out.
How old are the kids now?
So my oldest, Willow, is 7. Our middle child, Maple, is 4. And our youngest is Senna, and he is 2.
Toddlers. Wow. She's got a toddler.
How are you doing this? How are you doing this? Now, we know, I think we know, that there won't be Kimberly Wyatt, baby 4, because you've been very open and honest about your sterilization. I hate that word. It's such an ugly word. Tell us, A, why did you do it? And B, why be so honest and open about it? I think it's fabulous. I just want to hear it from you.
It's funny, you know, I guess being honest and open about it, I didn't realize it's a little bit taboo, and I've been asked to talk about it more and more, and I'm kind of happy about that because I don't think it should be taboo because, you know, our biggest dream as a family and for me is having sustainability within our home and the foods that we eat and energy and all of that and trying to make those changes. And so I'd always come to the idea of, like, I love the idea of having 3 kids, but we had our 2. We were really lovely and happy with the 2. We were going to wait 6 to 8 years, see where we're at, and maybe have a fun little 3rd.
Going to, but
life had other ideas.
One thing led to another.
It's always the way. Not if you're banished to the spare room, mind you.
Yeah, that isn't happening for Wendy right now.
Exactly. So it ended up that we had a surprise number 3. And I'm so happy we have 3 children. It's an amazing dynamic and incredible for the kids to have each other. But I definitely know in my heart I don't want a 4th child. The financial burden, the nappies all over again, like I am definitely done with it. And having had 3 cesareans, it's a bit risky to even go for a 4th anyway. So they gave me the option. I had a brilliant doctor, Dr. Jane, and she gave me the option of being able to clamp those tubes while you're on the operating table. And I said,
well,
yes,
and
this is
the bit of your story that I love. Like, it's kind of like kill 2 birds with 1 stone thing. I love it.
See, I wanted a tummy tuck mid cesarean, but they said no to that. Oh, I thought that would be quite good.
Me too.
Back in.
I think I would have gone in with a shopping list. Like, right, so while I'm under, could we?
I swear I've heard stories of women getting a tummy tuck during a cesarean, but you're right. Like, I asked too, and they're not having it.
Well, I have, but I think it's wishful thinking.
I've heard rumors of other ladies having other things tucked and tightened while they're under. But we won't go there, ladies and gents.
No.
And what's the response been like? Like, are you bombarded with people saying, tell me about it. Shall I do it?
Yeah, it's been, media have been sort of on it about, like, you know, the decision to do it and what made you choose for it. It's almost like there's almost the feeling of it is you're less of a woman if you're not able to create children anymore. And like, I've never seen it like that. I just feel like it's future proofing. And
you're taking charge of your health, taking charge of your life.
Exactly. So I'm really quite comfortable with it. But I remember the last thing from the surgery was clamp them hard, Jade. Like, I don't want any more babies.
We don't want anything slipping through that net. Thank you very much.
Exactly.
Were you okay pregnant, or were you just like, I can't do another pregnancy as well? Especially as you knew you were going to be on ice skates for most of the year.
And mind you, like, we hadn't planned for the 3rd child. So I had just signed my contract to become a pussycat doll again. And a week later, found out that, surprise, we were pregnant, which meant, you know, I worked out through the whole pregnancy. because I knew once I had that third cesarean and I'm getting it clamped hard, and she gave me a little stitch in my abs, because 7 weeks later I was on stage performing our big comeback performance with the Dolls on X Factor.
Wait. She gave you a little stitch in your abs? How'd you get a stitch in your abs? Talk to me about this.
So it's a little something they can do just to sort of start bringing that core back together, because obviously your
Wend, we need this.
Ribs and your abs separate so much. So since I was already open, yeah, she went under there and just gave a little stitch to try and bring those abs back together.
Oh God, this is where we've been going wrong, Wendy.
Three in one.
There was a checklist in there.
Because I think if you scan down the list of questions, Wend,
I had
a question in there about your bloody abs, Kimberly. I was going to say, Kimberly, how do you get abs like that after three kids? Now I know.
But I'll tell you, they still, like, even though I had the stitch, I think, you know, I was dancing very early after having a baby.
How early? Half an hour? What are we talking?
She's had a cesarean. Give her a couple of days. Come on. Yeah.
4 days after, I started moving a little bit. But just like, you know, gently, pliés, relevés, like just little ballet movements. Just
Wendy, how many pliés did you do 4 days after your births?
Now, listen, for sensitive listeners, I want you to just mute me for a second. But 4 days after birth, and I had two cesareans, I hadn't even got brave enough to have a poo yet, let alone do a bloody plié. Thank you very much.
Kimberly, you're like Superwoman.
You are.
I think you should donate your body to medical science when you die, because seriously, you've got this like bounce back ability that me and Wendy definitely don't have.
Well, you say that. But let me tell you, like, learning to ice skate is bringing up all the bits. Like, my hips are so much tighter after having babies. My abs have been so wide, but it's really helped bring my abs back together. So anybody that needs some help, figure skating is really helpful.
Maybe this is it. Maybe this is the missing link that I've been missing. Well, I need to get on ice skates.
Do you think we could be the next Tove Lundin, Wendy?
No.
I don't know that I could pick you up. But I do want to see you in one of those little Lycra numbers.
I think you... Well, now, before we go on to... Let nobody think about me in Lycra. That's a bad decision. But I have heard talk about the magic dancing on ice tights. And there's these...
Oh, I haven't. Tell me.
So I can't remember who it was, and I wouldn't name it if I was, but there was a lady of a certain persuasion who was wearing... They put you in pretty skimpy little outfits. And she said, basically, there are these tights that are flesh-coloured tights, and they're like magic. They just hold everything in.
Get me some.
Is that real?
I mean, Spanx is wonderful. I mean, let me tell you, Dolls, I was Spanxed up to the nines. And you can do, like, the layers of tights. So if you do just a nude tight and then the nude fishnets on top,
oh,
it just
brings
it in.
See, look, life tips right there.
Has everyone else been thinking about nude fishnets quite a lot this year so far? I have.
No!
I'll tell you for why. Because did anyone see the picture of Liz Hurley after her New Year's Eve party?
No.
Well, she was photographed in a very compromising clinch with a gentleman that no one recognised, and now the world has hunted him down. She was done up as Wonder Woman. Or no, Superwoman. He was Superman. And they are rolling, writhing, I don't know which word you want to use, on a carpet on the floor. On New Year's Eve. And you can see she's got her thigh up to her ear. And
which is impressive at her age anyway, let's be honest.
And her thigh looks beautiful and brown and slender and perfect. But obviously I zoomed in a bit and you can see she's got a flesh-coloured fishnet on. So maybe that's the look we all need to go for this year. Do you think, Kimberly?
And you need to get the right brand as well, like Capizio, because it's made for dancers.
Tell us, Capizio.
Right, Capizio, yeah.
Right, when?
Or Block.
Writing.
Write it down.
Yep.
Writing it down.
Dave, our producer, I just have to bring him in here, was on Dancing on Ice many moons ago. Dave, did you wear a Capizio tight? He's shaking his head, ladies and gents. But with a sort of a knowing grin. So I think that's something that we'll have to save for our next private chat.
Well, that makes me think, because strictly you have to get fake tanned, don't you? Do they make you fake tan for Dancing on Ice as well?
They haven't yet. Because I'm not very good with the fake tan. I Oompa Loompa. Like, I turned sort of an orangey color. So if we do go for a fake tan, it will be nice and light. Because if I go too dark, I just look Oompa Loompa.
So how are you managing all this with the kids? I know you're only just back after the Christmas break, but again, producer Dave has been giving us some insider info and saying the schedule is nuts for Dancing on Ice. So are you missing the kids before Christmas? Was it hard?
You know, it wasn't too bad, I must say, because I was able to sort of see them off to for school, say goodbye. My partner, Max, my husband, would do the school run whilst I get ready and go to training. But they only let you do 2 hours on the ice because it's so vigorous. So by the time you get your 2 hours of training on the ice and get home, I'm there for when Senna wakes up from his nap and can do the school run, pick up and carry on from there.
I was going to say, what do they think about it? Do they think it's really funny or do they think it's amazing or what?
It's hard to pull anything out of them yet. I guess because they haven't seen me in like costume.
Yeah, they need to see it.
The whole shebang. Yeah. So I think hopefully if I stay in for a few weeks, we can get them down to the studio so they can see me do it. Because I know when, you know, Ashley from Pussycat Dolls is one of my best mates, and she's Auntie Ashley to all of our kids and whatnot. So they got to see her on Strictly, and like that has been such an inspiring thing for them. So to see how they reacted to my best mate, like I would love as their mummy to be able to bring a bit of that too.
Oh, that's a really nice reason for doing it. Now, I'm glad you brought Strictly up because I've heard a rumor that you expressed an interest in doing Strictly and they said no because you're too bloody good already.
Is
this true?
Have me. They won't have me.
I think that's so mean.
Stay banned over here. Yeah, I'd worked really hard speaking to producers and stuff. This was actually for Dancing with the Stars in the States for like 2 years, and they're kind of getting around to the idea. And I was so excited to learn ballroom dancing, and then it came down to it, and they said, "You're too pro, we can't have you." And they took Nicole instead.
No! That's gutting.
But she went on to win it, so I guess it was destined for her to be. But yeah.
But you might have won it.
Could have, but you know, you can only go where you're wanted. And luckily, Dancing on Ice is cool.
Well, yeah. I don't think being too good's the reason Wendy and I haven't appeared on Strictly yet, is it, Wendy?
Possibly not. I refer our listeners back to the podcast we did with Anton de Beck, where he decided that the only way I'd be able to dance with him is if I stood on his feet so that I could be carried around the dance.
Yeah, he also said we'd be those partners that he mainly spends throwing around the room in a lift so that our feet don't have to touch the floor.
I love Anton. He's really wanting me to come on and dance with him. He really is. He would have been a lovely partner. We were both like dreamt of maybe one day being able to do it together. But yeah, they won't have me.
Meanies.
So do any of your kids show any aptitude for dancing or performing?
Good question.
Yeah, they all do.
Do you think they're going to follow in your footsteps?
Really? Yeah. This is fascinating.
Well, funny, my first child was in my belly with one leg above her head for the entire 9 months, which is why she was breech.
You're kidding.
No.
Can that actually happen?
I couldn't believe it. But yeah, so they couldn't manually turn her because she was just wedged in there. And when she came out, like her hips were so used to it, her leg kept picking up. They'd bring it down.
Wow.
Yeah, but no, they all love it.
Have you got photos of it? Have you got photos of the scans with the leg in the air?
No, I don't, you know, I don't.
Oh,
but
how incredible.
They're all Maple and Willa are both in ballet and jazz and acro, and Senna's like, you turn on the music and he's trying to do cartwheels and stuff. And we have a little dance studio at our house. It's always been a dream to have a space, and they just love it. They love being able to tumble and do gymnastics and dance and be free. And yeah, I think that they quite like the idea of maybe being little dancers, so we'll see.
Wow. And were you one of those kids who was like dancing their way out of the maternity ward after you were born?
Not necessarily. Like, I tried, what was it, t-ball, and I was horrific.
What's t-ball?
It's like baseball, but instead of them throwing the ball, it's like on a little pole that you're trying to hit the ball off. It's okay. Where you start. But I was throwing up on the field. I was heat stroked. Like, it was not my game. I remember trying basketball. I kept getting knocked over. But I loved, funny enough, I loved watching the Olympics. I loved the figure skaters and I loved the gymnasts.
Oh, yeah.
So I was always, as a kid, I dreamt of being a figure skater, but there was no way that was going to happen. One, we didn't have the money and there was no ice anywhere for it to happen. So instead, figure skating sort of inspired me to get into dance, and dance became my thing. So it's quite funny now, you know, turning 40.
Yeah, it's coming full circle.
It's coming full circle. Yeah.
Isn't it weird how life turns out like that?
Crazy. It really is.
Now, I want to know what's going to happen post Dancing on Ice. Have you found a love for it that means you're going to carry on and we're going to see you in the next Winter Olympics? Or have you got other projects with your feet more firmly on the ground planned?
I guess I'm just sort of taking it one day at a time at the minute. And, you know, I'd like to think that this experience will give me a knack for wanting to get to the ice rink. Let's just hope that the relentlessness of it doesn't sort of hammer out the love for it. But the kids, like, we took Willow to a few ice rinks over Christmas, and she just, like, it was hard to get her off the ice. So the idea of sort of going as a family and keeping it up is really nice. And, of course, I have my own ice skates now, so... maybe.
Yeah, you could become the ice skating Von Trapp family. We could see you all like
singing and skating at the same time.
I love this idea. God, Pussycat Dolls on Ice. That would be something.
That would be something. Yeah.
I'm not sure they'd thank you for that, if I'm honest.
Oh, God.
So is the world tour happening at some point, or is it all still on hold?
I know, it's so frustrating.
It's all still on hold. It was crazy. Like, we pushed so hard, did all the promo in the UK and Australia, had this, like, world tour ready to go. It was literally the Monday that was supposed to be our first day of rehearsals was the Monday of the first day of lockdown. So the girls had flown over from America, had to turn around and fly right back.
Really?
And we've just been waiting ever since. So, you know, I'm going to stay optimistic and hopeful and think that it's always been said that September of this year we would be on tour, but part of my New Year's resolution is like, can you just tell me what's going on? I would love to do it one last time and live the dream and go out there and share it with the fans. But it's kind of not up to me. So hopefully.
But why do you think it has to be one last time? Could we not see you doing a Mick Jagger and Pussycat Dolls at 80?
I think my leg has an expiration date. 10 more years of that leg lift and being able to do the sort of big moves, and then I probably should bring it back a little bit. But no, we'll see.
Jesus, 10 years is optimistic. Yeah. I don't think I could do that leg lift now.
There's we've never been able to do the leg lift.
True. I couldn't do it at 4, let alone 40. Yeah. But it's that unknown, isn't it?
It's a killer.
All of us, whether we're slightly more modestly not waiting for a world tour, but waiting to go on holiday to Bognor or whatever we might be doing, it's that unknown. It's such a hard thing to get your head around.
It really is.
How do you cope with it, sanity-wise?
I just have to stop caring so much, honestly. Like, you know, I worked really hard to get to the point where it was coming back together and sort of spent every minute I could just being like, come on, like, let's live the dream one more time. And so now it's just so out of my hands. It's like business decisions and the world's situation. And I just have to focus on other things and focus on the stuff that I'm grateful for and do my little rituals that makes me feel good every day.
What are your rituals?
Writing in my journal, essential oils, my little angel cards, nice warm baths, getting in the studio and doing some stretching, dancing, teaching, like giving back to the next generation really fills my heart and my soul. So just staying true to the stuff that feels good.
Wait, couple steps back. Angel cards? Yeah. Talk to me.
I mean,
what are they?
It's similar to tarot, but it's not like telling the future. Okay. It's you do past, present, future. And if anything, it's just like aspirations or just a way to get your brain thinking about any worries that you might have. Then it inspires me to write in my journal and I can just kind of get everything out of my head, let the dust settle so I can sort of be in a good space.
I like this idea. Wendy, we've got a long shopping list after this pod. Special, what, the cocoon tights? What are they called? Cacuzios. What are they called? Capizios. Yes. And some angel cards, Wendy.
Capizio tights, angel and cards. Oils, I've written them down.
What oils do we need, Kimberly?
I mean, whatever, you know, attracts you, but I do love lavender. White Angelica is a favorite. Release is a good one. You know, whatever's speaking to me.
Oh, I like this. Now I'm going to lower the tone entirely and ask you a much more simple question.
Yes.
What is for tea and who is cooking?
And can I just add an addendum to that? Do you have to eat special food for ice skating?
Well, actually, the thing that's great about training is I can pretty much eat those things because I'm burning off so much.
Oh, wow, because you're spending so much energy, yeah.
Yes. And tea, is tea lunch or is tea dinner? That is the question.
It's in between for me.
Is a constant refrain on Net Mums.
We're talking about eating with your family and eating with your kids. So dinner, dinner in the evening. What are we having?
Usually I'll be the one cooking. And what will we be having? Well, the kids love fish sticks and chips and peas. They love to keep it simple, and beans. And as much as I want to make incredible, amazing meals for them, the more time I put into it, the less likely they're going to eat it.
That is sadly very true.
So that MasterChef champion situation has gone to waste.
There's nothing wrong with a fish finger. Nothing whatsoever.
We're having them for tea tonight.
Crispy kale the kids will eat. So I'm excited about that.
That's good.
And it's literally a sprinkle of salt. Squish it into the kale, a little bit of balsamic, stick it in the oven, make it nice and crispy. It's lovely and gorgeous. I love salmon. Salmon's always my go-to. I always feel good about eating salmon with some honey and some lemon, asparagus I love. So oftentimes I'll do the kids' dinner and then I'll do something different for Max and I so we can eat some goodness.
Very good. I'm very impressed. Right. Last question Wendy has deftly left for me. Because it's the one you're probably not going to like very much.
She'll be fine. I have faith.
I promise we're not picking on you. We're not into bullying, Net Mums. We do ask this of everybody. Kimberly, please, can you imagine that tonight, after your salmon and your asparagus and all those fish sticks are back in the freezer, you're tucking Wendy and I up in bed in a nice, clean, pure way. And we won't go to sleep. We're being naughty like your children. What would you sing to us to make us go off to sleep?
Oh, well, I mean, Twinkle Twinkle is like the go-to, really. I sing Twinkle Twinkle to my kids every night while they brush their teeth.
Okay, so please, over to you,
off
Kimberly.
Off you go.
Little rendition of Twinkle Twinkle, please.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Oh,
thank you so much. Kimberly, I feel so sleepy now. Right, we're going to let you go. Get your ice skates on. Get back on that ice, please. I can't wait to see it.
Oh, good luck. It's going to be exciting. Don't break any bones.
Please don't break
any bones.
Try not to.
Good luck.
Thanks, Kimberly. Bye.